Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of the Summer Library Podcast. I am Paul Sorrell. Joined with me are T.R. Parker and our old buddy Stephen Mount.
Hello.
And I guess you could Steve. Say this is the Boys of Summer, S-U-M-M-A-R.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Episode. Yes, and the Don Henley music kind of gave it away.
That picture, the Boys of Summer, that you did, are we going to use that for the...
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. That's a great... Yeah, I think you should.
And since we were at a ballpark where the true Boys of Summer play, I think that was all, you know, fitting. Don't you?
I do. I think it's a nice touch.
Okay. We are the Boys of Summer.
And we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun at that.
I almost said Diamond Jacks.
The Jackson Generals. Yeah.
And this is the first full day of summer. So how about that for irony. Coincidence and all that?
It's really feeling like summer,
too.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
Heat wave across the Northeast and other places. Mm-hmm. And it's been hot here since, what, March?
I feel like it has been a bit more mild than I've experienced. Like, it's getting hot now,
right.
But all the way up through, like, the middle of June, we were having some pretty cool mornings. It didn't feel horrible, and some nice breezes.
Right. And the humidity hasn't kicked up too badly at this point, but, you know, that'll change.
That'll change. But I think that it's not going to be, like, the worst summer ever. It's going to be a good summer. It was a mild winter. You know,
it was a mild winter,
and so I think it's going to be a mild summer. Like, it's sort of
right.
Balancing
we had snowfall in November, and then we had a mild winter, which was kind of spring. And then March was hot, and it felt like summer. But then it kind of took care of itself and didn't get too, you know, over hot until now.
Now it's kicking in, right, Stephen?
Are you able to run in this hot weather?
Yeah, I've been running, actually. My running has been very sporadic lately, but I have been running and had a good week so far, and I just feel like the heat makes you stronger, so I'm just kind of embracing the heat.
Yeah.
Getting out in the morning.
Today, Gary Pickens, we're going to discuss the weather with Gary.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think Channel 7's looking for another weatherman.
Oh, yeah. Mike McAvoy
gone.
Left.
Yeah,
left
one
us.
Of the best weathermen they've had in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
That's the way it goes.
Oh, well. So, anybody up for being weatherman for WBBJ? Stephen?
It sounds like you got
Paul,
the
I,
down,
Paul, I think you'd be a great weatherman.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Just don't wear green.
You would be a great newscaster, Paul.
You think so?
Yeah,
I do. I don't know. At one time I thought about doing something like that, and then I had second thoughts, like I do on everything.
Yeah, you got to go with that first thought.
That's right. So library things. Libraries kind of slow right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still get people coming in for research coach things?
I have had a few as things have sort of started for the summer session, some students doing their master's in education, some doctoral students in education, and also some social work students. So there's been a few of those programs kind of going into the summer, but not nearly as much as it is during the fall and spring.
Yeah, because it gets crazy for you.
It has gotten crazy. Yeah, it has gotten crazy, and a good type of crazy. I really, really do enjoy that aspect of what I do, meeting with the students and the one-on-one. Sometimes it's a little tough to string three or four of those sessions together, but it's really, really fun and rewarding to help students in that process, finding library resources and the research process. And just to hear about what they're working on is just great. So it's a fun busy. It's not just a busy, but a fun busy, a good busy.
Right. And I guess the knowledge that you are really helping someone, and hopefully they will take from that and learn how to do research themselves, and that will put them in a better place for the next research project they have.
Yeah, I really feel like the goal, like, librarians first and foremost should be service oriented, and it is very satisfying to serve others. I think that's a very Christian idea, to serve others as Christ served. But I also think that the goal of it is to sort of, like, empower confident, capable, like, you know, research literate kind of students. That a lot of times that is sort of comes in partnership with the professor and working with the faculty member to, you know, but also just sort of showing them how to use and access the library resources is extremely important, because a lot of people don't know how to do that. And so I think there are two, maybe more than two, but two important aspects to making that happen. One is just having a user-friendly, easy-to-use website where people can understand where to go to access things and what they're accessing. Secondly, I believe that the teaching aspect or the pedagogical aspect of that, which is where going to the classroom and or the research coach can be really, really beneficial, because you're able to walk students through finding things and help them to understand what they're finding.
Right.
Meaning, are they? Is it a scholarly journal article? Is it just a periodical? Is it a book? Is it an e-book? Is it other types of digital collections and digital resources? And so helping them walk through that, I think, is really rewarding, especially in the context of the subject matter and what they're working on.
Now, when you are helping an individual with research, do you find that they are kind of blown away with how much information we offer in the library as far as resources and databases and books and journals and all that kind of thing?
Well, I think it does depend on the student and where they're at. I think that there have been some of those really rewarding experiences, because a lot of times, and I think it's something that there is room for improvement on our part by making and highlighting those resources more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But students will be like, wow, I didn't even know that we had that. Or there is a perspective of where did, they'll say, yeah, I looked for things but couldn't find them. And I'll say, well, where did you look? And they're like, on the library's website.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's sort of a misunderstanding, like it's not just the library website. We have a host of different collections, and there are particular
right.
ways to search. And I think one thing is sort of navigating working with students that are coming up through the Google age, where there's a white page with one single simple search box
right.
that will get you what you need quickly, and that's helpful, but it's not going to really work in the context of doing academic research.
Mm-hmm.
And so helping them to sort of navigate that. Our new catalog, World Chair by OCLC, is what most people mean when they say, I looked on the library's website. But even if you don't know how to use that tool, it can be really hard to find what you're looking for, particularly if you're looking for journal articles or things that are maybe more more obscure. Like, it doesn't just come up right away because there's so much in there. And so learning how to use that tool first and foremost, and then where to go into more specific collections.
Right.
So it's just a pedagogical thing. And in the context of that, I think there's also a really important component that I like to be careful with, because it requires some partnership with the faculty, but helping them to either narrow or broaden or reformulate their research question, their topic, their thesis to be an appropriate topic.
And things that we don't have, our buddy here, Stephen Mount, can help them get. How are things in interlibrary loan going?
Things are going well. I can always tell when there's been a student who's met with TR, because I'll have a new student pop up in interlibrary loan. I can say, oh, they must have had a research coach appointment with TR.
I promote the interlibrary loan. Paul
right.
would hate me. It's a good thing he doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, but yeah, things are going well there. We get a lot of – in the past, we've gotten a lot of requests for things that – we've had here in the library. It seems like that may be decreasing a little bit, so maybe that's coming with knowledge of or easier searching with WorldShare, maybe, and how to find our
right
articles and books that we have in the library.
Because you use OCLC to request things
right,
from
first
other libraries.
Yes, that's,
and of course that's OCLC is responsible for our catalog, and they
right.
did interlibrary loans.
It's all kind of streamlined in the
mm-hmm.
same.
Basically, students can kind of see what we see.
Right.
Or what
yeah.
you see.
Exactly.
Or what we see when we want to see it. Or when we don't want to see it. Who knows? So things in ILL, do they pick up in the summer or do they go down in the summer or is there a change?
They go down significantly in the summer. Yeah, it's been very slow. There's a few here and there. But as far as my job, it stays about the same because I have no student workers as compared to the regular semester where I have two student workers. So I'm doing the job of three people in the summer myself. So I don't mean to pat myself on the back or anything like that.
Or on the head or whatever. So, now you just got back from vacation not too long ago.
I did. I went to Atlanta and Chattanooga, where I understand TR went to Chattanooga.
Yeah, I was visiting some old friends. Yeah, in Covenant College.
Yeah, it's a fun place to go. It's where my wife and I went on our honeymoon in Chattanooga. We enjoyed Atlanta, though. It was the first time we'd been there on vacation. There's a lot of fun things to do in Atlanta.
You went to a baseball game, didn't you?
Go there and spend more time there sometime. Went to Turner Field, saw the Cardinals play the Braves. And
Cardinals got beat,
not
didn't
play
they?
Well against the Braves, but that's par for the course this season, it seems.
They won last
too
night.
Well.
They beat the Tigers last night. Yeah. How long is interleague baseball going to go on? It's usually like a weekend, and then, a few weeks later, another weekend.
Yeah.
It's been going on like 2 weeks.
If it goes on one game, it goes on too long, in my opinion.
Oh,
but
the
that's
purist.
That's another subject.
Okay. Now, TR, you're going somewhere in, July? Are you going to Phoenix?
It's actually Scottsdale, but Scottsdale, as I learn, is just a suburb of Phoenix. I've never been there. I'm going to the American Theological Library Association conference, which is actually starts next week. So I'll be in Phoenix next week.
Next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Wednesday the 27th, I need to check in. And I'm doing a little poster session there and meeting with some other librarians. A lot of the librarians that are there are from divinity school libraries or seminary libraries or theology. But there are a lot from undergraduate institutions that have large theology departments, sort of like Union, where we are a well-rounded liberal arts institution, but we do have a large theology and missions department, and we have graduate programs in
right.
a doctoral ministry program and masters of Christian studies and things like that.
Now, Phoenix is in the Southwest.
It is, yes.
And so is another city in the western part of this.
Yeah, yeah.
More than one.
Well, there are a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
One in particular.
Yeah. Oklahoma City.
On TR's travel itinerary this summer.
So
don't you have an announcement?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. So
what's the deal? What's going on?
Many of those who
on?
Are close to me might know this, but after I leave the conference in Scottsdale in Phoenix, I'm going to just keep heading out west and I've taken a job as a reference and instruction librarian at Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary in Mill Valley, California. And so I'll be leaving Union and leaving the state of Tennessee to
and the South.
And the South. And I'll be going to Northern California to be a reference librarian at the Golden Gate Seminary.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a really, I can't say enough. We probably don't have enough time on this podcast to go through how hard this decision has been for me. I think Union is a wonderful place. It's been a really, really great job for me. I've been packing up recently and going through some things in my cupboard, and I have these Spider-Man cups.
Yeah.
And basically my last name is Parker and I dressed up like Spider-Man and there was a picture online and the people here at Union saw that and so got Spider-Man cups for my interview. And the entire time I've been at Union, I've just been encouraged and supported and listened to, and I've grown professionally, and I'm really, really sad to leave. It's been a good time, but there are just a lot of things involved in the situation and a lot of motivations for me to be in California right now and to take this job. But I will always miss Union. I'm really thankful for the time here. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and we have appreciated getting to know you. And you've been here almost 2 years exactly. I can remember Lori Haney and I picked you up at the airport. Mm-hmm. And we had a nice conversation on the drive back.
We did, yeah.
And
we
so
did, yeah.
That was and I will always remember the trip that Jenny Lowry, Jeannie Bird, you and I took to Starkville, Mississippi to a technology conference. And that was a really nice trip, and we got to know each other better, and we had fun, and ate good food, and I'd never been to Starkville or Mississippi State, and I was quite impressed with Mississippi State.
Yeah, I still Starkville. Yeah, it's funny. I pulled out something that had Mississippi State, maybe a bookmark on it from their library or something, but. Their library is quite nice. It sort of has like a quad or a sort of a center area with a large staircase and different compartments there, glass front. There's a room dedicated to John Grisham there. I guess he went to Mississippi State. That conference was great. And it was a lot of fun to kind of get to know you better and travel there. And there are lots of little – I mean, that's one of the things about the South is there are lots of little charming places and towns with we ate Greek food that night. And I really enjoyed that trip as well. That was good.
And you have explored other parts of this area. You've been down to Florence, Alabama, and you've been to Corinth, Mississippi, and other places that I think you're a Southern romantic at heart.
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation. I do romanticize the South a little bit, and in that way, you know, I think going to California is going to be something completely new and different. But I've lived all over the world as well, and just really embrace new experiences and. In looking forward to calling California my home.
Yeah.
But there is a certain charm that exists in small southern towns.
There is. And I love the summer sky, the big puffy white clouds. And I don't know, there's something when I leave work and I look out at that summer sky, I just enjoy being in the South and just want to drive south. I don't know. I want to get in my car and get on 45 and just drive south.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
You should do it. Go down to the coast.
Yeah.
Just get all the way down to the coast.
Yeah, and then start paddling.
Yeah. It's a good time to do it this summer. I guess a lot of people go down there. I think our reference librarian Melissa Moore is down.
She's been down. She went a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
for vacation.
Yeah,
so.
That's a popular place to go.
Yeah.
So you head out tomorrow. Which is June 22nd, will be your final day here at Union. Is that right?
Tomorrow's my last day here in the office at Union, and I'll be then doing some professional development at ATLA this summer and next week. And
Stephen's all choked up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Stephen. Don't cry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Promise myself I wouldn't.
It's rough. I know. It's rough. I'm going to roll out of town here in the next few days. It's going to be hard. I'm going to have one last Sunday at my church, City Fellowship, and last day at work tomorrow.
So. Yeah. Well, we will miss you.
I will miss everybody here. For those of you that I've worked with and I've talked with many of you, just thank you so much for all the support. I've learned so much from Union and just enjoyed my time immensely here.
Well, we wish you all the best out in San Francisco with your new job and everything else that goes with moving and with a new location and things to get accustomed to. Hopefully there won't be any major earthquakes while you're there.
Right.
I mean, there could be one here. You could leave and miss the big one here.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Yeah.
So,
it's not a couple of tornadoes.
And I do want to say that I'll be, I mean, in a lot of ways, I mean, one of the things that contributed to the decision, you know, making it a harder decision was obviously we are in the middle of building a new library at Union, and I've had an opportunity just to sort of see some of that process and be a part a little bit in the, you know, internally within the library and the planning process. And that being said, it's really, really hard to walk away from that, and I will be watching closely from a distance to see how that project progresses, and I'll look forward to hearing updates and seeing updates maybe on the blog and photos and things like that.
We will keep you informed.
All right.
And, of course, the construction should begin.
Any day now.
Well, by August maybe.
Yeah,
so
perhaps,
maybe in the next 6 weeks we should see dirt being moved. I think final plans are being made now. And, that's going to be an exciting time.
There are good things happening at Union.
Yes.
I was taking a friend to school this morning. We carpooled together, and he was just saying how much Union is growing. He's doing a master's degree here in educational leadership, and just how much Union is growing and just becoming a really strong institution. And I expect in the coming years that it will be even more so, that 10 years from now, 5 years from now, when I look over and see what's going on, it will be a very strong place. I anticipate that Union will will solidify its place as one of the premier institutions in Tennessee and in the Southeast.
Yeah. Random question. Have you watched Good Will Hunting recently?
I have. I have, actually. That's one of my favorite movies. There's a lot of language in the movie, so for those of you that are offended by that sort of thing, but it's really a powerful look at a young man who has a gift and is trying to find out what to do with that gift and overcome some of the abusive nature of his past.
Right, and his personal baggage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and in the final scene, he's hitting somewhere in that
that's
final
right.
scene.
He is.
So we will think of you and when we watch that movie.
Yes.
You can be the Matt Damon character.
I will be Will Hunting.
Yes.
Although I can't solve any like high-level mathematical equations. So, but I am Will Hunting for the moment. I've got to go see about a girl.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want to thank our listeners for staying with us, and we want to just thank UTR for what you've meant to the library and to the Union community.
The thanks is really all on my part. I owe so much to Union. I owe a great deal to Union and to you all.
Well, we appreciate your efforts and your work here, and you have raised the bar for all of us.
And to Annabeth, I should say, to Annabeth Morgan, in my opinion, she's doing an outstanding job.
Absolutely.
As a leader of the team here in the library, and it's been a pleasure to work with her, and I've learned a lot. So thank you to Annabeth Morgan as well for being an excellent library director.
Yes, and we are sorry to be losing a boy of summer.
33% of our male population.
33.3.
So
33.2. I'm not as tall as you guys are.
It's just you and I now. Unless
down to two,
someone else is hired who is of the male persuasion. But we will continue the podcast and hope that, TR, you will tune us in.
Yeah, I subscribe, so it should just go right to my iPod or whatever Apple device I've got.
Okay. And
you can listen on another type of device if you need to as well.
That's right. You can listen any way you want to.
Any way, shape, or form. It's on the Union Audio Project. You can subscribe via iTunes, put it on your Zune. Do you have an MP3 player, Stephen? You're kind of a PC guy.
No, I don't have an MP3 player.
Okay.
But he has a Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
I have a radio.
You could listen to it on your Kindle. Oh. Kindle plays MP3.
Yeah, I listen to it on the blog, actually.
Yeah.
It's in the blog post. It's embedded in the blog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's embedded in the blog post. It's on the audio project. So multiple ways to – maybe we could do video podcast.
Maybe so.
Podcast. Wow.
Yeah.
We could Skype you.
That's the next thing.
Yeah.
We could do a podcast and Skype you and be all
– I could just do – we could just do the podcast remotely.
We could.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Live from Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary.
You can be our West Coast correspondent.
Yeah. I'm down for it. I'm down for it. Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
We'll keep that in mind. Well, we just want to say thanks to our listeners, and thanks to TR, and thanks for Stephen. And we're going to go out with a little music that might just have something to do with a certain place that you are heading. So I hope you enjoy this nice tune.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Means a lot.
Thank you for joining us.
Sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun.